أما بعد، وقد قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: واستعينوا بالصبر والصلاة وإنها لكبيرة إلا على الخاشعين الذين يظنون أنهم ملاقو ربهم وأنهم إليه راجعون. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما أعطي أحد عطاء خيرا وأوسع من الصبر، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: All praise, all thanks is only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has favored us with yet another beautiful opportunity, the opportunity of being present at such a mubarak occasion, the occasion of the Jumu'ah. This is indeed the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Often I say this is because I go to the hospital sometime, and you see people that their whole life they were meticulous about being in the first saf, about being early for Jumu'ah Salat, and it so happens that that particular week or that particular Friday they are either in the hospital in intensive care, or they're in the high care, or they are unable to make it for Salah. And you ask these people what they are going through at the time of Jumu'ah, they know what it is. So respected friends, Allah has given us this opportunity of being present. This is indeed the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. During the course of this week, we did a hadith which I thought I would share it at the occasion of Jumu'ah. A beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, At-tuhuru shatrul iman. That taharat, cleanliness, purity is half of iman. Purity, cleanliness got to do with the external dimension of oneself, that he's meticulous about keeping himself clean, pure, park, etc. So this is one dimension, and it's such an important dimension. A person is meticulous about making wuzu. We know that before he performs his salat, this wuzu is a shart, a condition. He cannot perform salat without wuzu. Like that, if he wants to make tawaf, that wuzu also is a shart. He needs that wuzu to perform the tawaf. So this has been emphasized in different aspects of our deen, cleanliness. And a person coming for Jumu'ah Salat also, it is encouraged for him to take a ghusl, a bath, and then be present for the Jumu'ah Salat. So cleanliness at different levels has been encouraged in our deen. So this represents the external dimension. There is another dimension, which is the internal dimension, which actually is more important than the external dimension. That is to keep the inside clean and pure. And this was something that our great luminaries of the past went out of their way to ensure, that they did not have any malice, hatred, they did not have any jealousy for anyone. So therefore, they took care of this internal dimension. So this is something that we also have to be meticulous and careful of, how we can keep ourselves clean. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's a lengthy incident, but he declared a person to be a Jannati. So there was, and three times he mentioned this, and there was another Sahabi who was very, very, very curious. Sahaba was such that they wanted to know how they can get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how they can earn Jannah. This was their primary objective and this was their main concern. So he makes an excuse to stay with him, and after 3 days he asks him, he says, I haven't noticed anything extra as far as your ibadah is concerned. How is it such that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given you basharat of Jannah? So then he says, I may not do anything extra as far as others are concerned, but one quality I have is I do not have any malice, hatred, jealousy for anyone. When he goes to sleep, he makes sure that he doesn't have any hatred in his heart. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq also of cleaning and keeping that internal dimension clean. So this was one aspect of the hadith. The next part of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, وَالْحَمْدُلِلَّهِ تَمْلَوُ الْمِيزَانِ وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ تَمْلَآنِ وَقَالَ تَمْلَوُ مَا بَيْنَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That a person just saying Alhamdulillah, just saying Alhamdulillah, something good he sees, something praiseworthy he sees, he just says Alhamdulillah. The effect of this Alhamdulillah is it fills up the scales. It fills up the scales. We know that on the day of Qiyamah there will be scales, and one Alhamdulillah that a person says is sufficient to fill up the scales. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a person says Subhanallah Alhamdulillah, this also fills up the scales. Or the Rawi mentions that it is so powerful, a person just saying Subhanallah walhamdulillah, that it fills up the space between the heavens and the earth. So simple. Now ask ourselves, instead of unnecessarily talking or unnecessarily listening to some kind of radio show, if we just make it a point of saying Subhanallah walhamdulillah, or reading the third kalima, as we are moving in the car, we are traveling, how much of reward we are getting. Ya Rasulullah just said two words. Imagine if a person reads the whole of the third kalima and he makes it a practice when he's moving and he's traveling and he's not doing anything else, he reads this, what reward he'll get. The next part of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned that was salatu nurun. Salat itself is a light, is a bright light that a person possesses. What is meant by this is just like how a light allows a person in the night, if it is pitch black, a person is moving in the jungle and he has no light, he has no source of seeing, then it is very likely he may go into the wrong path, he may fall off the ditch, he may fall in a hole. So like how a light helps a person to take the correct path, salah helps a person to make the correct decisions. It helps him to take the correct ways and choose the correct ways in his life rather than choosing evil. So this is one explanation of was salatu nurun. The next explanation is on the day of Qiyamah, we know it will be pitch black. Allah makes mention of it in the ayat of the Quran, nuruhum yas'a bayna aydihim wa bi'imanihim yaquluna rabbana atmim lana nurana waghfir lana innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. On the day of Qiyamah, those people of iman, according to the level of the iman, that is the level of power the light will have. Today you find all the new cars have got bi-xenon LED lights, etc. Everyone likes to have bright lights. Everyone likes to see light so that they can see what they're doing. If a person wants to have a bright light on the day of Qiyamah, a light that is shining, that is bright, then that is dependent on the amount of iman he has. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that this salat of his is his light also. The salat is his light. To the extent that one has salat, it will be the light for him on the day of Qiyamah. The next thing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions was sadaqatu burhanun. A person's charity is his proof. What is meant by charity is proof, charity is evidence, charity is his voucher. What is meant by this is that a person's proof of love for Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the fact that he's willing to part with his money. If he takes his money and he gives it in charity, then what is prompting him, what is causing him to part with that money is proof enough that he has love for Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, you find it very often that when there's a collection done for a masjid, for a madrasa, alhamdulillah, through the fazal of Allah, very quickly that collection gets done. But if you look at the other religions, a temple, a church, etc., it sometimes takes years and years and years before they can collect the money. Why? Because that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not embedded in the heart. So here Rasulullah sallallahu is saying that a person's charity is proof that he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the day of Qiyamah, this thing will be proof for him that this sadaqah itself will be proof of the level that he spent. That Allah Pak will ask, one of the questions a person will be asked on the day of Qiyamah is, what did you do with your wealth? So here his sadaqah will come as proof, as a voucher that, oh Allah, that my wealth was spent in your path. This is the proof that I have got, the sadaqah that I have done in the dunya. The next part of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, was sabru diya'un. Sabr, a person's composure, a person's firmness, a person's tolerance is an illumination for him. What is meant by illumination? Just as a matter of example, very often people say that in emergency situations, what should one do? Sudden emergency arises, whether he's driving his car on the road, whether he's at home, there's a sudden emergency. The first advice that is given is do not panic. Do not panic. In other words, make sabr. Yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying your sabr is an illumination for you. Your not panicking, your remaining firm and patient will be a means of you making the right decision. Like how when the area is illuminated, is lit up, then a person is able to think correctly, is able to see the path, is able to make the correct decision. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that sabr, that non-panicking of yours will help you to make the right decision. It will assist you. So this sabr in itself is an illumination. How beautifully put, that a person, for example, is driving on the road and he suddenly panics. Now in that panic, he can make a very dangerous decision and cause his life to go. But if he's got that sabr in him, that sabr of not panicking, in that instant, in that milliseconds, he can take the right decision, maybe just swerve out and avoid the accident, rather than panicking and going head on. So this is what is meant by as-sabru diya'un. A person having this will assist him to make the right decisions. It will save him. Sometimes his father might be telling him something, a senior might be telling him something. If he doesn't have sabr, immediately he'll respond and he'll say the wrong thing. He might end up in road rage on the road. Somebody will tell him something and he'll start swearing and then it'll become a big fight. But the person who's got the sabr, who's got this composure and tolerance, it will assist him to keep quiet at this moment and let that phase pass. Once that phase passes, then you will be able to go safely and you will be able to proceed and get your work done. So this is what is meant by as-sabru diyaun. The hadith which I read in the beginning, in the khutbah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, ma u'tiya ahadun ata'an khayran wa awsa'a min as-sabr, or kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. There can be no bigger ni'mat that a person can be given than the ni'mat of sabr. Now one might think that why sabr after iman, why sabr being the greatest ni'mat? Because the sabr is a broad spectrum tool or asset that a person can have. Whether it's in his business, if he's patient, he's going through a difficult time, things are bad, but if he's got this tolerance, it will help him to get out of that bad time. If he's faced with a situation where there's a loss of life or family or some kind of difficulty that he's going through, he makes sabr, it will help him through. He's feeling a low as far as his ruhaniyat is concerned. He doesn't feel like reading Quran. He doesn't feel like making tilawat and feel like performing salah. But because of his firmness and sabr that he has, he will still continue. So this sabr will help him in that avenue. Suddenly a beautiful woman comes in front of him. He's tempted to look at that woman, but he's got that sabr in him. Immediately he'll exercise sabr, and the sabr will save him from that ill effects of looking at a woman. So this is the broad spectrum avenue of sabr. Then obviously you have sabr ala ta'at, sabr anil ma'asiyah, and sabr anil musibah. At a time of musibah, a person makes sabr. The next part of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that وَالْقُرْآنُ حُجَّةٌ لَكَ أَوْ عَلَيْكَ, that this Qur'an will be a proof for you, or it will be an evidence against you on the day of Qiyamah. Whether you read the Qur'an Sharif, whether you took care of the Qur'an, whether you practiced upon the Qur'an, or whether you went against the Qur'an and the teachings of the Qur'an and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this Qur'an will come against you on the day of Qiyamah. So therefore, we've got to be extremely meticulous as far as this Qur'an is concerned. Let us take out some time daily. The last thing we would like is the Qur'an to come against us on the day of Qiyamah. And said, this person had so many copies of me at home. There was copies of the Qur'an in the masjid. He had a copy on his cell phone also. And the Qur'an was available wherever he went. But he would never recite this Qur'an. So let us make it a point of reciting Qur'an and practicing on the Qur'an. The last part of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, كُلُّ النَّاسِ يَغْدُو فَبَاعِيُ النَّفْسَهَا فَمُعْتِقُهَا أَوْ مُوبِقُهَا أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ, that every morning, everyone is selling themselves. Selling themselves meaning they're selling their time. And there are some people, by virtue of selling their time, they're earning the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a result of them earning the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will free themselves from the fire of Jahannam. And there are others that will sell their time. And as a result of selling their time, they'll earn the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the net result, the net effect of them earning the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is they are destroying themselves and putting themselves in the fire of Jahannam. Very easy example. People understand and they can relate to business. Every one of us thinks in the morning, or when a person goes to his business, he thinks how he can turn his cash around, how he can make more money. If he got so much in a bank, he thinks, what stock can I invest in? What can I buy? What is the trend in Europe? What is the trend in China? What is selling at the moment? How can I sell this design and that commodity so I can turn it over? So he's thinking how he can sell those moments, or he can sell those commodities so that he can earn that money and he can turn that cash, rather than it just sitting in his bank account. Everyone thinks like that. But as far as our time is concerned, why don't we think, how can we sell this time of ours to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? For example, he came to the masjid now. Now this 1 hour, inshallah, that a person has sold to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person will see the full reward of it in the year after. Full reward. And he'll wish that he could sell more of his time in the day for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather than selling it for the displeasure of Allah. And what happens at the end of the financial year? A person does some kind of stock take, or he does some kind of accounting to see whether he has made a profit or loss. Therefore, ulama tells us that we have done a deal every minute of the day we sold. Do a stock count at the end of the day. Hasibu qabla an tuhasabu. Do some kind of mental accounting at the end of the day. That how did I spend the time of my day? Did I earn the pleasure of Allah so that I can be free from the fire of Jahannam? Or did I earn the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that this will make me accountable and throw me into the fire of Jahannam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of valuing these moments and think of it like that. These are the actual words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a person is selling his time, he's selling himself. Ask ourselves when we're selling that time, when we go after the masjid, that we're selling these minutes of ours. Are we selling it in a useful place, or are we selling it to make a loss? When we make a loss in the dunya, how sad we are. If we make a loss as far as our akhirat is concerned, there'll be no repair that a person can make. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
الحمد لله الحمد لله علي ذات عظيم صفات سميع سمات كبير الشان جليل القدر رفيع الذكر مطاع الأمر جلي البرهان فخيم الاسم غزير العلم وسيع الحلم كثير الغفران جميل الثناء جزيل العطاء مجيب الدعاء عميم الإحسان سريع الحساب شديد العقاب أليم العذاب عزيز السلطان ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله المبعوث إلى الأحمر والأسود المنعوت بشرح الصدر ورفع الذكر صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين هم خلاصة العرب العرباء وخير الخلائق بعد الأنبياء فيا معشر الإخوان وحدوا الله فإن التوحيد رأس الطاعات واتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات وعليكم بالسنة فإن السنة تهدي إلى الإطاعة ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى وإياكم والبدعة فإن البدعة تهدي إلى المعصية ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل وغوى وعليكم بالصدق فإن الصدق ينجي والكذب يهلك وعليكم بالإحسان فإن الله يحب المحسنين ولا تحب الدنيا فتكونوا من الخاسرين ألا وإن النفس لن تموت حتى تستكمل رزقها فاتقوا الله وأجملوا في الطلب وتوكلوا عليه فإن الله يحب المتوكلين واحفظوا وقتكم فإن الوقت أنفس من الذهب والفضة وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس يتحسر أهل الجنة إلا على ساعة مرت بهم ولم يذكروا الله تعالى فيها واستغفروا ربكم يمددكم بأموال وبنين وادعوا ربكم فإن ربكم مجيب الداعين وقال تعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما معنى الأحاديث المختلفة أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنه. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر من نصر دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعلنا منهم. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وقد قال تعالى: فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. أقيموا الصلاة. Those that don't find place downstairs, kindly proceed upstairs, inshallah. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. إنا عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملنها وأشفقن منها وحملها الإنسان، إنه كان ظلوما جهولا. ليعذب الله المنافقين والمنافقات والمشركين والمشركات، ويتوب الله على المؤمنين والمؤمنات، وكان الله غفورا رحيما. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. كلا إذا دكت الأرض دكا دكا وجاء ربك والملك صفا صفا وجيء يومئذ بجهنم يومئذ يتذكر الإنسان وأنى له الذكرى يقول يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي فيومئذ لا يعذب عذابه أحد ولا يوثق وثاقه أحد يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا راد لما قضيت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.